This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The show is back. I don't want to yell at training camp. Nick Wilson here on Afternoon Drive. JP is out today and Monday, but it is a football Friday. It is an F-off Friday, and we are, as I have stated, because I control the volume of my voice and I don't like making people around me jump because I am jumpy in and of myself. We are live at Browns training camp here, and we've got plenty to get to you and get for you on the show today. We've got to get into the Browns and the big headlines of the day. An interesting retirement announced today that we'll have to react to. We've got the Guardians starting a big three-game road trip to Kansas City that we'll get to at some point. Guest galore, as a matter of fact, Dan Orlovsky, ESPN NFL analyst, going to be joining us in just about 20 minutes' time here. But back in the studio, we got Jax Gregory on the board. Yes. We've got Anthony Alant holding down some of the producer duties today and doing 2020s for us. And to my right, engineering for us and also producing the Assassin's Apprentice, Jake Murren. So as we get started on today's show, this is all I needed. I didn't realize how much I need. I can be a fuddy-duddy. I don't know if you guys know that. I also don't like using the term fuddy-duddy, but I can't think of a better way to I'm working on self-talk as we go into my 40s. And so I'm trying to, if I'm going to demean myself, if I'm going to put myself down, I'm trying to do it in a way that is almost cartoonish, right? So fuddy-duddy, that one's not going to stick, right? That one's not going to, I'm not going to be like driving home and I'm like, I can't believe I called myself fuddy-duddy. I'll be like, man, that was dumb. That was silly. So anyways, I can be a little bit of a homebody, right? And so I didn't know I needed training camp today. I forgot about all the emotions that come back because I remembered, like, it's out here, guys. It's humid. It's sweaty. I can't complain like the players are complaining, but I can tell you, it's the weather, right? The weather is something you think about when you have to come out. I also like the nice amenities when you work in a studio. But I always forget about the great stuff. Like, my daughter Izzy is here today with a friend of hers, so I got to see her a couple times. She got her face painted. I got reminded of all the great things that training camp offers when it's the first open practice of training camp for the Browns. So I got to see my kid, and then you get to see everybody. I got to see Bernie earlier, and I actually got to meet Coach Riz, Lance Reisland, in person this time. So we're back. We needed this. It's been a great week. We've been wrestling with the 3,000-pound gorilla that is anxiety, but we're good because football's back, watching dudes fall on mats, catch footballs. Hopefully at some point I can watch them hit each other, although they're not in pads, so that's probably not going to happen. But so it was interesting to then start today, knowing I was going to be out of camp and seeing the news that Jordan Hicks, the Browns' incumbent starting middle linebacker, had decided to retire rather than report to the Browns, rather than go ahead and suit up for the 2025 season. And in fairness, I wondered if something was in play because Jordan has predominantly been a middle linebacker in his career. And, you know, the Browns had kind of mentioned at different points that they were really excited by Carson Schwessinger, the German linebacker, as he's known, really excited by him at middle linebacker, thinking he could make that play even as a rookie. So there were some signs that maybe, just maybe, the Browns had started to look long-term at linebacker and certainly middle linebacker. But that being said, Jordan's the best middle linebacker you've probably had since DeQuell Jackson. And that maybe DeMario Davis. I can't remember. I know he's really good after he left the Browns, but I think I kind of tend to remember him as more of a one and done. But this is a significant announcement. And I saw some folks panicking about it. I get it. You might not think that this team's going to be very good. You subtract a really good football player from it, and you're probably going to have to alter your expectations in some way. I think the most important way that Jordan's retirement impacts the Browns is less, and he was good last year. I think PFF had him ranked 20th out of 189 linebackers last year. So he was still really, really good. As a matter of fact, Devin Bush, I think, was 9th out of 189 linebackers. JOK, I can't remember if he was ranked, but when in the games he did play, had high ratings. So in the course of a year and a half, you will have had to replace the best middle linebacker you've had in quite a minute after watching guys that kind of came through here like B.J. Goodson, who quite weren't that good. And then you have to retire, potentially, JOK, who's not going to play this year. I get the panic. But where I think this really does matter is it actually reminds me of Alex Mack in 2014. And if you guys remember, I think the Browns started 7-4 that year. And then Alex broke his leg, and they had, I think it was John Greco, slid over. But John was a right guard or a left guard, and he was adapting at center. And if you watch the O-line those last five games, if you guys remember, the offensive line, which had previously been near elite, we're talking top five O-lines, because they didn't have Alex, who they were used to his commands, they were used to his calls, he was used to calling out those protections, the offensive line was a huge part of their backslide that year. That is kind of how I feel about Jordan Hicks. Like most football players, unless you are an elite talent, and in the prime of your career, and Jordan, of course, was in his mid-30s, unless you are an elite talent, to some degree, you can just plug and place a lot of players. The toughest, and I do mean toughest player to replace, though, is the guy that has the green dot on his helmet. And that is Jordan Hicks. And so while I'm pretty confident, and I look at Schlesinger, and they really like him. And so I think there's one less obstacle to that kid playing early, often, and maybe at the most important position in the linebacking core at middle linebacker. So that could end up being something where you get a head start on Carson Wessinger's ability to do that. Schlesinger, sorry, I don't know why I said Wessinger. But you've got Mahmoud Diabate, who I actually think is underrated at this point. And I think he is a starter. You've got Winston Reed, who I think is good depth. Jerome Baker. You've got Devin Bush. You've got Nathaniel Watson. Even without Jordan Hicks, you are still at least six pro linebackers deep. So to the people who immediately go, well, you got to replace him, I kind of feel the same way about as I do the Quinshon Judkins thing. The Browns should not be in the business of bringing in veterans that cost money for this team. Because, one, it doesn't make financial sense to overextend the investment in a team that they're going to spend 17 games figuring out who they are. Two, it doesn't make sense because I don't want anybody. I don't know the quality of middle linebackers you're getting this time of year. Two, this year's about figuring out guys like Diabate and Reed and Watson and Schlesinger. And I know, and they already have two veterans who are going to take some time there in Devin Bush and Jerome Baker. So while immediately I thought, man, you just made Carson, if Carson Schlesinger ends up being the middle linebacker, you just made his rookie year even more difficult. Assuming, by the way, that they're just going to give that green dot to him. I know that there are teams that do it to other positions. I'd prefer it's the linebacker because I like the vantage point the linebacker has, but that's neither here nor there. But now I don't want to put anybody else in that. If Jordan Hudson was here and if he was playing, I would have been totally comfortable with just allowing him to be out there because he'd already been part of the locker room and the money was already spoken for. And honestly, I just thought he was a guy that you could root for. If people remember last year, he got hurt in a game, had to take himself to the hospital, and I think he was back the next week. So he was just a tough dude, good dude, and a heck of a football player. But to me, this becomes even more so about what do the young guys do and who can step up. And if they can't, well, that's a piece of information I want to find out this year and not next. So I don't see the value in adding another veteran here, because here's the other part. This Browns defense has a chance to be really, really good. And as important is that, when I say really, really good, I mean, I don't know if they're top 10 or top 15, but I think they could certainly be within that top 15, whether they're the 12th or 8th or 6th, I'm not entirely sure yet. I don't think anybody is. It's camp. But when it comes to what the Browns are trying to do, this is an observation year. Let the young kids play. And if middle linebacker is the thing that holds you back, kind of like Alex Mack in 2014, as big of a role as that is, as big of being the leader on the offensive line is, as big as being the green dot is in the defense, if that's what holds you back from being a good enough defense to compete, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say they weren't a very good defense in the first place. 216-474-0092. So we are starting the show here, and it's weird because I'm caught between Jordan Hicks being a significant loss to this team, but I do not feel the need to do anything that replaces him that isn't just turn it over to the young guys. And whether, if Schlesinger takes it, cool. I think people forgot Diabate did play middle linebacker last year. It coincided with his lesser year. His first year in the NFL, he graded out much better than last year. But Diabate can play it. I think Winston Reed has played some middle linebacker. I think you've got the guys to do it. And by the end of the year, I'd like to know if you can. Now, to the people who took this as a kick in the skippies, yeah, it's tough for me to really. I get it. If you already had a negative feeling about this season and you feel like it's going to go a certain way, I totally get if that was the kick in the skippies and you feel like the Cleveland Browns are in some sort of mortal peril. I think they're going to be just okay. I think it impacts the defense. I think it'll impact the defense early. But trust that if one of these guys can actually step up and take the green dot and take that extra bit of leadership, that extra bit of on-field communication, it really shouldn't be the thing that sinks the Cleveland Browns. 2025 should be about playing these young dudes. Yep, you got veterans you got to play, right? You got guys making big money who are trying to either finish out their career or, you know, get that next payday. So whether you're Joel Bitonio or Wyatt Teller, I get that to some extent. This is about play the kids, figure out what you have. So that way, going into next year, you're pretty darn clear where your needs are. Also, it would be helpful if they did that at quarterback. 216-474-0092. So Jordan Hicks announcing his retirement today. Does losing Jordan Hicks impact the Browns' bottom line? I'll say it one more time. If the middle linebacker is the reason you're no good, you probably weren't very good in the first place. We got Dan Orlovsky coming up in just about 20 minutes here. We will ask him. He was a big Shador supporter. We'll ask him about the Browns' quarterback situation. We'll talk about the over-under at 5.5 wins and where he leans there. I will, throughout the show, I'm going to give you three reasons to take the under 5.5 wins. I'll give you three reasons late in the show to take the over. We got quick hits coming up at 3:20. Jake Murren's going to hang out for that. And we do have plenty of special guests today. Coach Riz is going to stop by and hang out for a couple segments after practice. So Lance Reisland will be with us. I think we're going to get a bit of Daryl at some point. We could see the Germinator, Spencer Germinator. But 216-474-0092. How big of a loss is Jordan Hicks to the Browns defense as he retires and kind of abruptly retired earlier today? And Dan Orlovsky, ESPN NFL analyst, tells us where he'd go with his quarterback situation in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And I will tell you, we've got a great spot here. We're able to see the quarterbacks on some one-on-ones for the wide receivers and DBs. Luke Floria is a diminutive young man, but he is a jitterbug. He is quick. That was a lot of fun to watch him. And it was even on a Kenny Pickett throw. So even, I mean, I'm commenting positively, and you guys know how I feel about Kenny Pickett in a very negative way. But to go ahead and talk about the Browns quarterback situation, to go ahead and get you guys ready with the latest on the perspective outside of Cleveland here, former NFL quarterback and now NFL analyst for ESPN, Dan Orlovsky joins us now on the Fan Hotline. Dan, welcome to the show.
What's going on? How are you doing?
Oh, man, we are out at camp. It is sweltering. I'm so glad I'm not one of these football players, because it is swamp territory, my friend.
I got to imagine. I've spent many a summers in practices, soaking wet in sweat, questioning at times why I'm doing it, but I would do it again in a heartbeat. So while I understand not being wanting to be in it, I miss it.
And so I think that's interesting, because I do think there are two distinct camps of football players. Like Joe Thomas was with us earlier this week, and he's like, at the end, you know, he'd be in camp at two-a-days, and he'd be like, why did I come back? Were you the guy that just loved camp no matter what the weather was, or were you the guy that just you played football, but you just kind of made it through camp?
Yeah, I didn't love camp as I got older. You know, my first probably 4, 5, 6 years, I enjoyed camp because it was the chance that I was getting to compete and, for the most part, play in a ton of games. Then also, you know, like, prove your worth. And then as I got older, year 9, 10, 11, 12 type stuff, I didn't love camp in regards to the practices. Now it got a lot easier. When I first came into the NFL, there were 3-a-days, and even for me, grinding as a quarterback, I can't imagine everyone else's positions. But I did love being around the fellas. Everyone says it. It's one of the things that I loved the most. So I didn't love camp as I got older, but as a 41, almost 42-year-old, I'd go back in a heartbeat.
All right, so let's get to the Browns here. The Browns over-under from Vegas is 5.5 wins. And I asked a bunch of people in the media what they thought. I got pretty split returns. Are you taking the over or the under on the Browns at 5.5 wins this year?
No, I would take the over on that. I understand the division is very difficult, but I think there's two things. One, the coach and the general manager know they need to win, you know, and that's something, that paranoia, that urgency, that just refines a focus level and it builds that whatever it takes necessary mindset. I think the second thing is Joe is there. I've been one of the people that have said I would start someone other than Joe, one of those two rookie quarterbacks. But at the end of the day, with the general manager and the coach situation, and they know that they need to make sure that they're doing well and positive results, and the quarterback that's been around the block 1,000 times that can win you games, along with a roster that still has a decent amount of some talent, certainly young talent, I would take the over.
Dan, it remains to be seen if all four quarterbacks actually have a real chance to win this starting job. Should they all have a legitimate chance to at least earn a shot to win the job?
No. In my opinion, two of them should, and both of them would be the rookies. So, one, Kenny Pickett's a nice player. I hope he has a long career. I think he's had some good moments. But Kenny Pickett being your starting quarterback doesn't really do anything for your organization. It kind of leaves you flat. You know, even if Kenny goes and plays well and does, you know, a nice job, you're still, like, unknown about the future. He would have to completely – he would have to pull a Sam Darnold times two. So that doesn't really do anything for you. Joe, like I said, and it's easy for me to say my job is not on the line, but you know Joe's going to play good, solid football. He's going to give you chances to win games. He's going to be around. He's probably going to get you to, you know, 7-10, 8-9, 9-8, something like that. That once again leaves you flat. You're left with, well, we don't have the guy for the future. We have the two first-round picks next year. It would, like, I would be doing everything if I was Cleveland to see if one of those two kids I drafted could be a starter this year. And then you have the opportunity to evaluate, is he a starting quarterback or is he not a starting quarterback? Is he a starting quarterback that we can win games with? Because then that maybe changes the way you view those two first-round picks for next year. So I do not think all four should have the chance to start. And if I was Cleveland, I would be doing everything I could to have Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders as my starting quarterback.
Dan, given what you just said there, if the season transpires and we don't see a rookie quarterback to the last four or five games, the old need to see what you have time of season there, and you go through the season and you're in a position to pick a quarterback next year, would we have to regard the decision to draft two quarterbacks this year as a wasted pick situation?
In some ways, of course, you're going to do that. But, you know, one of them is a three and one of them is a five. You know, if you next year have to draft a quarterback in the top three, top four, and he becomes a star, you'd look back and would you have given up a third and a fifth round pick for that? Everyone and their mom in Cleveland would say yes. So, you know, yes, there's a part of that. But at that position, I'm a believer, like, always take them. Always take them. You can't have enough good players the position. So, there is a part of me that understands that, but then I'm also, very aware that you can't have enough good NFL caliber quarterbacks on your roster.
Dan, I was a little taken aback when they drafted Dylan Gabriel in the late third round. I was a little surprised there. I thought he was a great college quarterback, by the way. I just didn't know whether he was an NFL quarterback.
Sure.
When you look at these two quarterbacks, though, who do you think has a higher upside long-term as a starter potential, Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders?
I would tell you physically I would probably bank on Shedeur. I wasn't surprised with Gabriel in the third round. I honestly felt going into last year's college football playoff, I remember talking to Field Yates about this and just saying, dude, the guy who's a sleeper for me that like could somehow climb into the late first round or maybe early second round would be Dylan Gabriel. But his playoff performance wasn't good. The college football playoff performance against Ohio State wasn't good. So that kind of, you know, subdued my thoughts on him just a little bit. But I really thought he had the chance to be an early second-round pick. Him going in the third round wasn't shocking to me. Very similar to Tua, absolutely. But I do think Shador's built for the NFL game a little bit. Specifically, I think the scheme fit and the way that the skill set marries in Cleveland does make a lot of sense. There's a lot that he has to clean up in his style of game. And that's what's, you know, kind of interesting in relation to both of them. Just from my vantage point, I do think that their skills and traits lend to maybe a little bit of a different offense. I would tell you Shedeur probably fits more of the traditional Stefanski under center, play action, 7-8-9 step drops off of that and try to hit chunk pass games. And Gabriel's probably a little bit more comfortable with a RPO, get the ball to your hands, take some shots down the field. So I'll be interested to see how they handle both of those guys and their skills.
Dan Orlovsky, ESPN NFL analyst, joining Nick Wilson here on Afternoon Drive. It is a beautiful day in Berea, Ohio, if not a little bit muggy, as we are watching some Browns camp here. More reaction on the way, but Dan's with us on the fan hotline here. So specific to the quarterback position, I think it's fair to say if you stack this quarterback room up against most in the NFL, it's probably in the back half, the deeper back half of the NFL in terms of overall talent or long-term hope. What are the pieces, like what around the quarterback has to go well to give these quarterbacks a chance to kind of surprise people this year?
Yeah, well, I think number one, it starts with Stefanski taking over the play calling duties again. I'm widely outspoken. I think he's a fantastic offensive mind and play caller, so I think that's good. The offensive line needs to get back to being that kind of dual threat offensive line and controlling and dominating the line of scrimmage and displacing people so that run and run action has some of those wide open gashes and those throws over the middle of the field. So that group's got to get back. They got to get back healthy as well. So that's a big part of it. I tell you, the two pieces that really have to then step up would be, you know, Tillman's got to stay healthy and he's got to be impactful. I thought there were moments. I really did. I thought there were moments. Jerry had a really good season, but you have to have a viable kind of second guy. Tillman's got to step up. And then Harold Fannin's got to kind of emerge as, you know, this offense clicks when there's two tight ends that are really big time threats in kind of every element of the offense. So those two perimeter players, I guess Fannin not being perimeter, but Tillman and Fannin have got to step up, and Fannin, you know, obviously being a rookie, and be impactful. And I think those two guys, along with that play calling rhythm coming back and that offensive line gelling as a group, I think no matter who the quarterback is, that will allow for some really good opportunity.
Dan, we've had a lot of discussion about, you know, 3-14, and then you go into this. If this is another 3-14, 4-13, 5-12 season for Stefanski and Barry, what do you think the key is for them to be included in the bunch that get to move forward into the 2026 season in power in Cleveland here?
Yeah, I would tell you, obviously it depends on what the health of your football team is. If your football team's very healthy and, you know, you're 3-14 and it looks like they've given up and there's not a continuity and the message has fallen on deaf ears, that's a problem, no matter who you are in the NFL. I think a little bit for specifically Andrew Berry, because I do think he's built some pretty good rosters over the past couple seasons. You know, a lot of it's going to come down to how Mason Graham plays, because the trade was made. So how Mason Graham plays, and then do either of those two quarterbacks show some signs? You know, you can go 4-13 playing a rookie quarterback, and there'll be some glimpses, and you go, oh, okay. And so maybe that keeps you around. And then for Coach Stefanski, I do think it's just the way the team plays, the health of the team. Do you still find you being very competitive later in the season? So, you know, it's a production-based business. It's a results-based business. Those guys know it, and they know that there has to be some good success.
Dan, looking around the AFC North, Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow on the "we got to play more in the preseason" train. I have my opinions on it, but should the Bengals be playing Joe Burrow a significant amount in the preseason this year?
Yeah, I've always been a believer in playing guys. I know teams have skewed from not doing it, and you know sometimes it works. But I've always been a believer in playing guys, get them to stay sharp as much as possible. Especially, you know, we can all sit there and live in the world, well, it's a 17-game season, and that game does matter. And, you know, how you're playing in November and December is a huge part of your playoff potential and push. We also have to understand that, specifically in the AFC, it's a loaded conference. There's just not a lot of, like, gimme wins. So, you know, for a team that's struggled to start the season and hasn't been as sharp as you would hope they would be, you know, anything and everything should be questioned about how you go about your process. And so I've always been a believer that you want to try and start as sharp as possible and build throughout that. But that doesn't mean you're, you know, I don't think Joe Burrow needs to go play three quarters of football in the preseason.
Dan, looking to Pittsburgh, in terms of the Aaron Rodgers acquisition, the plan going into this year. They've taken a lot of heat for this plan because it's more of a one-year all-in plan,
sure.
And that's they've done a succession of those. How do you view Rodgers and the Steelers this year and their ceiling?
Yeah, they're a fine football team. They're good. They're not Super Bowl contenders. For them to have some success, the offensive line's going to have to get a lot better. That was a very poor unit last year. That's why it was exacerbated with Russell Wilson in at quarterback. A lot better. I think the second thing is Rodgers got to stay healthy and play the way he did the last 4 weeks of the season last year. That's a big deal. Like, you take it from me, Aaron and I were drafted in the same class. He's a billion times better of a football player than I ever was. But I'm 41, almost 42, as is he. You know, like, I do the Peloton, and I'm feeling it. So, like, that's a real thing. You know, it's a long season. And so, not only, like, can he stay healthy, but can he stay healthy late in a way that he can play the way that he wants to? Not just surviving, but, you know, playing to the style and the level that he wants to. And then, inevitably, him and Arthur Smith, their coordinator, there's going to be some lulls in the offense. There's going to be some downplay in the offense. Aaron's run a very basic system for a very long time. It's different than the system Arthur Smith runs. When that crap hits the fan, can they work through it? Because those are two strong, strong personalities. Good coach, good player. Can they work through the difficulty?
Dan, it's been pretty wild this offseason. Well, one, we had kind of a chill offseason, which we're not used to in the NFL. And then, like, all the big narratives, like the Josh Allen, will he, won't he, you know, Lamar Jackson, even the Pat Mahomes stuff, it seems to have tamped down a bit this year. So in terms of the big narratives out there right now, or maybe the big storylines, maybe a better way of putting it, what storylines are you most invested in around the NFL and camp this year?
Well, I do think one of the highest is the Josh Lamar thing. Like, are you actually going to get it done? It's just 3 years in a row for Baltimore having the case for being the best roster in football. Eventually, you have to win it, or, like, you get him put into a different group. And the same with Josh Allen. You know, Josh had a remarkable – you have to go play your best in the playoffs, and so does the team. Patrick Mahomes coming off his worst game of his career. Not even close worst game of his career. When he lost the Super Bowl to Tampa, that was a little bit of your offensive line stunk. Worst game of his career. And so how does he bounce back? You know, I think Indianapolis, what's going to go on Anthony Richardson? Anthony Richardson is one of the most talented athletes to come in the NFL in the last 10, 15 years. He should be Cam Newton. Is he going to pan out? We just talked about Pittsburgh. The Cincinnati waste guys who are future Hall of Famers and Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. You know, down in Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence 6 years ago was the king of the castle. He's been stagnant his last two or three seasons. You know, I think in the NFC, it's Dallas is a little bit of an unknown, but can Philly replace an offensive coordinator that became a head coach? There's some young quarterbacks in like Michael Penix and Bryce Young. How good are those guys? Because they might be awesome, and then all of a sudden the NFC's a different conversation. They might stink. Sam Darnold going to Seattle. What is J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota? So I think there's maybe not some of the big ones that we've had. Like, there's a lot of, I guess, unknowns in the league going into the season.
Dan, you mentioned Cam Newton. I know him a bit from my time working in Charlotte, and he made some waves this week on what he said about Jalen Hurts, but I loved his quarterback classifications. There's, I believe he said, trucks or trailers. So a truck is a quarterback that carries the team. A trailer is a team that carries the quarterback. So
yeah.
Can I give you a couple quick quarterback options, and you tell me whether they're a truck or trailer?
I want to fix something real quick. I believe Daniel Jeremiah was the first one to bring up that analogy of trucker trailer. So I think Daniel Jeremiah from NFL Network, that was his kind of thing that he's been using for a couple of years, but it does make a ton of sense.
We will give Daniel the full credit there then. So I'll ask you, Jalen Hurts, trucker trailer?
Listen, he won the Super Bowl. So at the end of the day, it's a truck. Like, we can't kill guys for having a good team and winning the Super Bowl. If he went there and stunk and lost it, different conversation, but they won it all.
Justin Herbert.
Right now, he's a truck.
Dak Prescott.
I'd tell you trailer.
Okay. Final one here, Baker Mayfield.
Truck.
Yeah, you're right, too. Last year was so good. He was so good last year, and it
he's
really stinks.
He's been good every year. He's been healthy in the NFL.
All right, Dan, you were great, man. You're always so great with your time. Thank you so much for making time for us. And football's back, and we're happy to have you back too, bud.
Have a good summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes.
Dan Orlovsky, ESPN NFL analyst, in the previous segment giving us how he thinks. He said, I was a little surprised by the way he took the answer. He said that not all four quarterbacks should not have a legit chance to win this job, that if he was the Browns, as you heard there, this is about the rookies. And I think there's a maybe we on our show have set how we think the quarterback derby should go and how we want it to go. And I think if you listen to every show, there's some different iteration of that. And I think what's interesting is there are people who agree with Dan. There are people who agree with maybe the way JP sees this. There are people who completely think it's completely opposite of either of those two things. And don't miss a moment from earlier in any of our shows or any of our local shows on 92.3 The Fan. Click the rewind function on the free Odyssey app brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose, click cruise at montroseford.com to listen back to any of our segments from the past 72 hours. So I think what's interesting is I am most interested in the rookies. I trust Joe Flacco, and this is where there's very few ways this quarterback derby could actually go that are going to upset me, because I really like three of the I really like two of the four quarterbacks, but I also have interest in a third one given where he was drafted and how he got here. So the only kind of disappointing quarterback outcome for me week one is if Kenny Pickett starts, just because I'm fait accompli. He might have a good game week one. He might play decently for a short amount of time, but I think there's a statute of limitations on how good he can be and for how long he can be any level of good. But when you get to it, I think there's what's most interesting, and that's different for every person. I think there's what you want to have happen, which is different for every person. And then I think there's what's most likely to happen. If Nick Wilson was driving this up, the most interesting thing that could happen in this quarterback derby are Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel takes the job week one. Because in that scenario, you get to see a young quarterback and you give them the ultimate runway, right? You give them a chance. It doesn't mean they're going to actually earn the chance over 17 weeks or 18 weeks, 17 games, but you at least get the chance that you could see one of those rookies for 17 games. That, to me, is the most interesting, because 17 games, you might not be able to say NFL quarterback versus not an NFL quarterback. You might not be. I mean, heck, we had Baker for 50-some games, and we weren't able to tell whether he was a great quarterback or a very good quarterback. But 17 games for one of these rookies means you actually gave yourself a chance of the quarterbacks you drafted to prove they weren't a wasted draft pick and to prove you don't need to take a quarterback next year. I really like that scenario. So that would be the one that's most interesting to me, because I think for either Dylan Gabriel and certainly Shador now to win the starting job, I think you're going to have to be 110% better. So if Joe Flacco has to be 100%, if Kenny Pickett has to be 100%, I think you got to be 110% if you're one of the rookies. And with Shador, it might even be more than that, by the way, given there's perceptional things and, I don't know, I guess speeding tickets are worse than some of the other things guys on this team have been arrested for. I'm just guessing out loud here, just thinking out loud. So that's what's most interesting to me personally. And then there's what I want to have happen, and what I want, and honestly, what I want is one of two things. I either want a rookie to win, which we've talked about, or two, I do want to see Joe early to see if I can be proven wrong and the Browns can have more success than maybe what I've thought. And so in that vein, something I'd like to see is something like Joe Flacco, and then if the wheels fall off, I think Shador is the second most physically talented quarterback. I think that goes a long way to determine your upside in the NFL. That would be the guy I want to see next. So whether that's 6 weeks in, 8 weeks in, 10 weeks in, that would be one of the more enticing outcomes you could possibly have, if not the most enticing outcome. And that brings us to what I think actually will happen. And I do think it's going to be Joe's job. And that's because Kenny Pickett has his limitations, and I think Kenny Pickett's stint with the Cleveland Browns ended the second they drafted a second quarterback. Nothing he did wrong. It's just you got an opportunity to get another quarterback, and now you're not gonna roster four quarterbacks. That's the dumbest myth ever. I understand why Andrew Berry has to sell that myth. I understand he's trying to sell a fight and get a draft pick. I get it. I just don't think anybody's buying it, and I'm certainly one of the people not buying it. But I think this thing is cooked in favor of Dylan Gabriel. So I think Joe's going to start early unless Dylan Gabriel can take the job from him. I don't think Dylan's going to be able to because he's a late third-round pick. So I think Joe's going to start the season. And how long Joe keeps that job is based not on his individual performance or how many touchdowns. It's going to be based on, are you winning enough games? And the second you get more than two games below 500, I think it becomes Dylan Gabriel's job. I think there's a large swath of Browns fans that just think this is going to be Joe Flacco into Shador Sanders. And I think for that to happen, I think Dylan's going to have to get hurt. And I think obstacles are going to have to be moved out of Shador's way. That's nothing against the kid. It's not his fault. But Kevin Stefanski clearly favors Dylan Gabriel more. They drafted him earlier. And I think what's interesting is Dan kind of gave us the idea that Dylan doesn't necessarily fit the Stefanski offense the way Shador does, which is something JP has actually said multiple times. But I continue to come back to, football is not a perfect meritocracy. Sometimes it does matter whether the coach likes another player more, believes in another player more. I think Shador is behind the perceptional eight ball with Kevin Stefanski. And I think unless something changes in that regard, either he changes the way Kevin feels about him and the Browns feel about him, about his NFL readiness and about maybe maturity, or something happens and he becomes the quarterback, number two quarterback, because Pickett isn't here and maybe something happens injury-wise to Dylan Gabriel. But I think for a lot of fans, they think Joe Flacco into Shador is the most likely outcome. I think Joe Flacco into Dylan Gabriel is the most likely outcome, and I think the quicker we kind of adhere to that, or at least understand it, you don't have to like it, but understand it, I think the easier when that switch is made, the easier it's going to be for people like me, who I look at Shador and I'm like, well, or I look at Dylan Gabriel and I say, well, you're not big enough, you don't have a great arm, there's a lot to be desired physically, I don't know you can hang in the NFL. But I think the Browns have already made up their mind on that regard. And quarterback matters more than any position. I'm going to give you three reasons to take the under 5.5 wins for the Browns in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ooh, tiny.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.